Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted that you decided to join me on tonight on the AlfredaLoveShow.com. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and my co-hosts, and all of you who are on the line. We have many new listeners, we have many veteran listeners, and we have listeners who are inboxing right now asking, how do I get on the AlfredaLoveShow.com? And I'm going to tell you exactly how after the show. But thank you so much for tuning in to the ministry, to the show. We appreciate it. And I just say that God is doing some great things. He's greatly to be praised. And God never lets us down. That's what I want you to know before we even get started. It does not matter what happens in life. God never lets us down. And that's the encouraging thing. When I go to sleep, I know that God is going to be the same God when I wake up, God's will, in the morning. Amen? So that's the assurance we have. And on tonight, our purpose is to go before God and to express ourselves before God in a way that allows God to orchestrate, God is speaking, orchestrate our lives in a way that he would have us to go. Many times God says that we get into a rush and we want to do it our way. He says that we want to conform to the ways of the world. He says, but the world is not of his own. He says, we belong to him, meaning the people, because what happens is everything perish. He says, everything on earth perish. That includes the houses, the cars, all these materialistic things. Those things have no need for heaven because they're materialistic things. He says, but he puts his value in us. And the purpose of this ministry, when we get on to pray unto God, is to allow us to have that moment with God, to have that moment, because some people do not get those moments with God, you know. And God says that one day in his house is better than 1,000 days anywhere else. And sometimes when people come on this ministry as God is speaking, this is the only day they get or they receive in order to go before God. And it's not because of me. It's because of God. It's because of the anointing of God. And so when we get into the presence of God and when we're in the presence of God, let's take advantage of that moment, because these moments, they're precious. God says they're precious. Everyone receives a moment with God or moments with God, because God is everywhere. And so I just want you all to know that because we have a lot of new individuals on the line and we have to be obedient unto God, that God says that there is nothing that you have done or nothing you could have done or did that is so bad where you can't come unto our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There is nothing. This ministry is not a perfect ministry, meaning that we accept people in their positions wherever they are. And so I want you to just come and feel relaxed. I was speaking to a couple of individuals. They said, oh, my gosh, I'm going to be on the show. I'm nervous. I said, don't be nervous. I'm the easiest person to interview with because I have God on my side. And because when we're in the presence of God, we feel comfortable. People feel comfortable automatically. So it's not no or any big eyes and little you, just that we're working as a team. And we're here in order to uplift and magnify our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. All right? So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into this particular ministry, this show, Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. to him that made great lights for his mercy endureth forever, the sun to rule by day for his mercy endureth forever, the moon and stars to rule by night for his mercy endureth forever. I've read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. We're getting into position to get ready to pray unto God. This is praying with love and power. And one of the things I was speaking to someone who is in speaking to a bishop and also a prophetess, and we were speaking about the power of prayer and the power of love. And as we were speaking and having this conversation, we said one of the most important things is to remember to pray for ourselves, you know, and that is very important because the prayer of the righteous availeth much, and we must pray for ourselves as well while we're praying for everybody else in the world. Do not forget to pray for yourself as well. And I always say that on the ministry, and for some reason, when I am praying, I just omit myself because I'm so concerned about the people and I'm so concerned. And so we're going to pray for everybody. We're going to pray and make this prayer a unified prayer. And before we even begin to pray, we're going to ask God, would he search us from head to toe? And would he take out anything that's not like him? Because we don't want to go before God unclean. And what I mean by that is with jealousy, malice, hatred, lying, cheating, stealing, backbiting. And we ask God for forgiveness at this particular time, for forgiveness of anything today or yesterday or the day before that we did that was not pleasing in his sight. We ask God for forgiveness. And we pray to God and we humbly bow before him. However you want to pray before God, do so. I do want to say this, and I just dimmed the lights, and we're getting ready to pray unto God. There are many things going on in this world, and I've been reading about different events transpiring, domestic violence, youth being abused, children being unsupervised and getting hit by cars and getting mauled by animals, and I've heard about so many things, and we really need to pray. God says, not only watch, he says, but pray. And when he speaks about fighting, he's speaking about the word of God. He says, because our flesh fights against the word of God, because we want to do what we want to do. But we still have to love, we still have to pray, we still have to cover our children, we still have to make sure we're watching our children, we still have to make sure that we're treating each other love, we still have to make sure we respect each other, you know, friendships and marriages, we still have to make sure that we're being respectful towards each other, not taking each other's lives and doing things of those natures, because it's really disappointing. Because when you are married, you took a vow before how many other people and before God and before yourself. And we really, as God is speaking, we really need to pray for unity. Unity in relationships, in families, unity in thinking. We need to pray for peace. We need to pray for individuals' minds and their hands. We need to pray for these youth. We need to pray for a covering. And I ask God through this prayer that he will cover the youth like Noah built that ark. That's the type of covering our kids need. That is the type of covering because there's so much out there. Kids are going swimming. They're going on vacations. They're interacting in the streets. They're everywhere. And it's very important, parents. I cannot stress this enough, and I know that we're getting ready to pray, but I have to be obedient unto God. It's very important that if you have a child or children, that you watch your children. It does not mean be paranoid, but keep them safe. Yes, they are obedient unto you, but things happen. When you go to the zoo or when you go to the pool, the water may rush fast or quickly. You know, your child may have intentions of standing by the pool, but the water, you know, if you're at the beach, the water is so swift that it pulls your child in. You have to be there. Like God is, put your hand in your chest. God says he's there with us all the time. So we must pray for a covering for our children. There's too much happening in summer. We're just now getting into summer. We're just now entering summer. It's very important. I cannot stress it enough. God wouldn't put this on my heart if I wasn't supposed to say it. It's very important. It does not matter if you're at the zoo. It does not matter if you're at the pool. It does not matter if you're at home. You have to watch your children or get somebody to watch them that's responsible. I understand that teenagers are out of school. Sometimes they babysit. But make sure that that teenager, whoever it is responsible. Make sure that they get enough sleep that night so they can be up all day watching your children, if that's what it is. It's very important, ladies and gentlemen. I'm using this platform. I'm using this opportunity to tell you, watch your children. Keep them safe. There are people out there who make it unsafe for your children for whatever reason. Watch them. Make sure that they're with a trusting adult at all times. And this is for every child alive in this world. Now, we're getting ready to pray unto God. And I had to say that because I have to be obedient unto God. But we're getting ready to pray unto God. And I want you to really think about God. Some of you, you know, if you want to be in your bed and pray to God, that's fine. Some of you, if you want to just, I mean, some of you, if you just want to get on your knees and pray to God, then do that. However you pray to God, do it. But we're going to pray to God tonight. And we're going to thank God in advance because he's worthy. It does not matter whatever happened, whether it was ethical, fair, whatever we believe. God says, I'm going to take care of it. And we have to believe that God is going to take care of all of our problems. He says, do not worry about anything. He says, but pray about everything. We overcome the world not by worrying, but by praying. He says, take it to me. God says, I am whatever you need me to be. Whatever you want me to be, that's who I am. How many people can say that to other people? I am whoever you want me to be. We can't say that because I can't be who you want me to be. I have to be who God wants me to be. But God can be who you want him to be in your life. All right? So you're listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com where Jesus shines with love. Yes, I am your host, Dr. Afrita Love, and we're getting ready to pray unto God. This is I Love You, Lord, and there is none like you. This is the instrumental. We are sincere about this. There's no pretentious things. We're not playing around with this. We are serious. We're going before God. God is listening to us. We're not going to be selfish and just pray for ourselves. We're going to pray for this world. We're going to pray for our kids. We're going to pray for those who are going in the hospital, those who are coming out, those who are thinking about going in. We're going to pray for the Holy Spirit to fall down like manna from heaven. We're going to pray in the name of Jesus for doors to be dispensed open. We're going to thank God for the closed doors. We're going to thank God for the blessings. We're going to thank God for the valleys and the hills. We're just going to begin to thank God. So let's get ready to pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and then you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. And we thank you for blessing us as we were able to make it through this day. Lord God, we come unto you as empty vessels ready to be filled. We come with our eyes looking up towards the hills and we come humbly to you, Lord, with our hands out, and we ask that anything that you would want us to have that you give, and we accept it. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to bless us, to magnify who you are. We ask in the name of Jesus right now if there's anyone who's listening on this show who has something other than you in their hearts or their minds, we ask, would it be removed? Would you cleanse us, Heavenly Father? And would you help us to be acceptable and pleasing as we are before you right now? Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless those who are going through bereavement, Lord? There's so much happening in this world. And we ask that you unify anything that's divided. And you bring together anything that's separate, Lord. And any voids that are out there, Lord. Anyone who has lost a loved one, a child, a uncle or aunt, a mother or father, a sister or brother, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you dispatch your angels right now and comfort them, Heavenly Father, in their time of need. Then, Lord, we ask and we thank you for the victory reports that are coming, Lord. We ask, would you bless those who are going into the hospitals? Would you crown them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet? Then, Lord, would you bless those who are coming out? Bless their rehabilitation, Lord. Then would you bless those who are thinking about going in? We thank you, Heavenly Father, for those who you have blessed to have praise reports. And you perform miracles, miraculous miracles. We say thank you. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless, my God, all of our children all over this land and country, Lord. You know them by name, and you know the coverings that they need. And we ask in the name of Jesus right now, would you protect them this summer as they go to their prospective places, grandma's house, auntie's house, daddy's house, mama's house, whosoever house they go to, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you keep them safe? We ask in the name of Jesus, would you, Lord, keep them safe, Lord? Because sometimes as humans we're irresponsible and we don't watch like we're supposed to. We don't see everything. But we ask in the name of Jesus right now, would you bless each child, each youth, in their goings and their comings, Lord? And we ask, Heavenly Father, will we be better in keeping what's precious in your sight? Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless those who say, pray for me, for whatever they're going through, those who are in the storm, those who are coming out, and those who are thinking that they're going to be in a storm. We ask, would you bless them, Lord? Then, Lord, we ask a special blessing on that family in McKinney, Texas, Lord, who have lost their loved ones, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you give that family strength and courage? Then, Lord, we ask, would you help us to love better? Help us to accept better. Help us to be better and to do better in the name of Jesus. Then, Lord, we ask, Lord, would you bless us from the crown of our heads to the sole of our feet? Would you bless our eyes to continue to remain focused on you? Would you bless our ears to hear your revelation and your word? And then would you bless our hands to be of your good service, Lord? Would you bless our legs to walk in your will? We bless you and we praise you, Lord, for sparing our lives, because you don't have to. You don't have to wake us up in the morning, and you don't have to start us on our way, but you saw fit to do that, and we don't even deserve it. Then, Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless the adults this summer, Lord? Bless temperaments. Keep us covered, Lord. Help us to continue to do your will and be examples for the youth that we're asking for covering. Help us to be better servants over what you have given us. Bless us to be more godly instead of more materialistic. Help us, Heavenly Father, to love better and to be better and to do better, Lord. Then, Lord, we bring any type of worries, any type of infractions to you right now, and we hand it over to you. And we ask, Lord, in the name of Jesus, would you work it out? Whatever it is, whatever anyone brings it to you, Lord, we know that you can work it out, and we ask, would you work it out in the name of Jesus? Lord, would you bless that mother who says, pray for my children? Would you bless that father who says, pray for my wife? Would you bless those children who say, pray for my parents? In the name of Jesus, whatever it is, we ask that you continue to be the God in their lives, Lord. And if anyone has deviated from the ark of safety, or anyone who is going down the wrong path, we ask in the name of Jesus right now, would you turn them around in the name of Jesus? We believe in you, Lord, and we trust in you. Then, Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless us to treat people right on a daily basis through our meditation and through our consecration and our sacrifice of whatever it is throughout the day? Would you help us to become stronger so that you can be more obvious and pronounced in our lives? We ask in the name of Jesus, would you use our hands in the most powerful way, whether you want them to be used for healing, whether you want them to be used for service, whatever it is, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless our hands? Would you bless our feet to walk where you would have us to walk, Lord? And would you help us to remain on the right track? Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for everything that you're doing. We thank you for the AfridaLoveShow.com, where you shine with love. We thank you for who you're sending and what you're going to do and the platforms you're going to set us on. And we thank you for the new additions. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything that you have done with this ministry, because we know that the only reason that this ministry is able to function is because of you. It's not because of me. It's not because of anyone. It's because of you and because of what you're doing. We ask, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus right now, would you bless each person who is on this line and those who will come, because this is an archived ministry. Lord God, we pray in the name of Jesus, would you bless those who are going through right now, Lord, those who are just lonesome or who have lost hope, those who are thinking about doing something to someone else. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you disrupt their plans, Lord, and would you show them a better way. If there is any darkness, Lord, we ask, would you help us to be the light, and if there is anything that we can do to better the kingdom through our work, Lord, we ask, would it be revealed. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for just blessing us, Heavenly Father, to be able to see another day, because we don't even deserve this day, but you gave us one more chance to see another day, and we say thank you. We say bless you, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus that you continue to help us, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus that anything that needs to be turned around, Lord, we ask that you turn it around. And we ask that we expeditiously thank you in advance. We thank you for what's ahead. We thank you for what we see right now. We thank you for the revelation. We thank you for your proclamation. And we thank you for your healing power. We thank you for your deliverance. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, most of all, for being a consistent God, a God in which we can go to sleep and you will be the same God when we wake up. And we say thank you. We thank you, Lord, for the valley moments you've allowed us to pass over. And we thank you for the mountain experience that you've allowed us to experience, those once-in-a-lifetime events. Then, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, we ask that we never be relinquished out of your sight. And now, Lord, we ask right now that you cover each and every person all over this land and country. It doesn't matter who they are, what they represent, or what they do. We ask that you cover and protect, and that you especially cover and protect those who are precious unto you, which are our kids, Lord. When they go in the pool, Lord, we ask that you bless them, Heavenly Father. Protect them, Lord, when they go to different places, when they're on airplanes, when they're just everywhere, Lord, we ask that you be in their presence. And would you be a guardian over them, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we pray for those who have lost their children, Lord. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that we lose no more children, Lord. And we ask in the name of Jesus, would you protect, Lord, and shield them from all hurt, harm, and danger, and allow them to be children so that they may grow up to become adults. Now, Lord, we're getting ready to relinquish this prayer. And we ask that we never be relinquished out of your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. That was we fall down, but guess what? We get back up. Amen. And that's how life is, right? And the reason why we fall sometimes, or the reason why we experience things, is because God wants us to know that he is on the throne and he is able to protect us and he is able to keep us at all times. I really want you guys to pray each and every day for our students and our kids, because it's very important. There are many things out there in the world, and we want to make sure that we cover God's precious jewels. We want to make sure that we are role models and that we are ambassadors for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ at all times. Amen. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com. I want to thank each and every one of you. I cannot thank you enough. And so what I'm going to do at this particular time is play Sister Fantasia. Many of you know her from the R&B world, but she has an anointing on her life that is just spectacular. And this song is "The Lord is Blessing Me Right Now." And then after this song, I'm going to have announcements and bid you a good night. You are listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. And I am your host, Dr. AfridaLove Fantasia. The Lord is blessing me right now.
Yes, it's definitely one of the best. She proved it when she captured the hearts of over 65 million television viewers. Here to pay tribute to her gospel roots is our American Idol, Fantasia!
He woke me up this morning. I was cold in my mind. He didn't let me sleep the night.
He woke me, woke me, woke me right on time. He woke me.
The Lord is blessing me right now. And I tell you what, she has a very anointed voice from God. Amen. Amen. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/FreeToLove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Or you can simply go to AfritaLoveShow.com. AfritaLoveShow.com. Say that. AfritaLoveShow.com. AfritaLoveShow.com. AlfredaLoveShow.com. AfritaLoveShow.com. Amen. Amen. And click on number one, Love Radio. Is that all right? All right, gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actress, publicists, anyone with a positive message, and you want your light to shine on an international God-sent radio ministry, please, Facebook, AlfredaLove, at AlfredaLoveShow, or FREDALOVE, or you can simply email me at emonya_love. @yahoo.com. Once again, emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the AfritaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. Call it out, what they need, whatever it is, healing, deliverance, being set free, whatever it is, call it out. Call them by name. Now, after you do that, then make sure that you pray for those you don't know, those individuals you hear about on TV, you read about them in the paper. Pray for them. Then do not forget and neglect to pray for yourself. It's very important that we pray for ourselves as well. All right? So just pray one for another, and most of all, pray for our youth. It's very important that we pray for our youth, amen, because this is summertime, and during summertime, things happen, and we want to make sure that we cover our youth with prayer. Before you send your kids off to camp, before you send your kids off anywhere, pray for them. Pray over them. Ask the covering of God to keep them safe, right? All right. In addition to that, I have a couple of websites I want to introduce to some and present to others. If we first of all go to Alfreda, that's Alfreda, .hubpages.com. Alfreda.hubpages.com. All right? This is a page in which we have many different articles that we write about, such as crime and law enforcement, Christianity. Christianity, the Bible, and Jesus, education for kids around the world, charities, fashion models, television and TV shows, celebrities, blues music, politics, and political science. There are many different articles, and we're going to continue to write more articles. If you want to follow, you can. Many people read these particular articles, and they'll follow me on LinkedIn or somewhere else. But thank you so much for reading that. In addition to that, go to the Stellar. GospelMusic.com. That's STELLAR for music.com. Here you'll see a homepage about us, contact us, and services and events around the world. Now then, we are going to add some new music projects for this particular month, okay, because there are a lot of new music projects. To inform the Afrita Love Show of any new releases, please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com with the artist, album, label, and release date. Now, we have two gospel artists that you see here. You see Sister Yolanda Adams and you see Pastor Winans. All right? Now, Sister Yolanda Adams, and I bought some of her products. She has a perfume line, and she also now she has a coffee line. So be sure to check out her coffee line that she is debuting. Please support her. She is one of our own, so please support her. She has coffee out now. All right? So please support that endeavor. God is doing some great things in her life. All right, now the AfritaLoveShow.com, we have some shows that are highlighted. We have Sister Cassandra. She's right up the street in Dallas, Texas. You saw her on The Voice. Then we have Miss Solomon. She's right up the street in Grand Prairie. All right, they both have some great things going on. Sister Cassandra has many different events that she is a part of in the Dallas area, and Miss Solomon has a great program in Grand Prairie for our students. So please be sure to check her out. She's a great source. We have the StellarGospelMusic.com magazine that will be available to you shortly. Then support Pastor Kim Burrell. She's right up the street in Houston, Texas. She's on KTSU 90.9 FM, Bridging the Gap with Pastor Kim Burrell. Be sure to support her. Then, of course, we have our very own Dr. Afrita Love in the cast of Friday's Kim Folk Live Show. This is just a little snippets of pictures that was taken for this particular show, and we're going to have more things coming for the community because we believe in unity in the community, and we bring the community together so that people can laugh together and we can eat together. And that's how we bridge the gap in communities, being visible in the communities and having things in the community where people can go in peace and harmony. Then please contact us for events, media, interviews, speaking, or promoting. Email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. My email is open 24/7. My email is open 24/7. You can email me at any time of the day, emonya_love@yahoo.com. Once again, that's Miss Cassandra. Please support her music. Support what she has going on. She's doing a great job, and she's very anointed. Please support her. You will hear her music on the StellarGospelMusic.com on the particular radio station that we're working on. Then, of course, we're going to have the AfritaLoveShow.com television. These are some snippets of things that happen in the community and things that the AfritaLoveShow.com is part of. To showcase your church, here's a little button right here. You can showcase your church on this particular website. I'm going to be very honest with you. Many individuals visit this website because they're interested in the individuals here and because of the Word of God. But if you want your church to be promoted on here, then all you have to do is email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. Don't be shy. Come on in. Then we have many different avenues in which you can reach me. Facebook, Afrita Love. Facebook, Dr. Afrita Emanuel Love. Facebook, Afrita Emanuel Love. Instagram, Afrita Love. LinkedIn, Afrita Love. I'm telling you, you can get in contact with me. AfritaLoveShow.com is the place that you want to be. So what is it about the Afrita Love Show? This is an international radio show. We have motivational speakers. Here are some interview samples. Just in case you're new and you want to come on the ministry, you're an artist or, you know, you're in Hollywood or you're an actor or actress, and you want to know what Afrita Love Show is about, because AfritaLoveShow.com, the word is not out as much as we would want it to be out, but it's out enough. If you have never heard of AfritaLoveShow.com and you happen to hear somebody talk about AfritaLoveShow.com and you want to know what we're about, come right here to this page. These are live interviews with people whom you sit beside, you act beside, you watch on TV. These are live interviews. Check it out. The Word of God is here. If you need a boost, a lift up, you know how it is sometimes when you're on the set and you're like, man, I'm so stressed out and this and that. Well, hey, check it out. Check out this particular site with the interview samples, and we're going to have more. All right? Contact, you know. Everybody likes face-to-face. We want to see each other. We want to talk to each other, see what we're about, things of that nature. Make sure it's real, you know. Real deal, holy feel. This is real. God is real. All right? So if you need a speaker or you just want to shout out to me and tell me something, give me some feedback, place your name here, your email, the subject, and the message. But you have to click submit, as I will not receive your message. Be sure to click submit. All right? All right. Services. Man, God has done so much for this ministry, and it's because of God. It's not because of anything we're doing at this time. We have sponsors who are interested in this ministry. Right? But the thing that we really capture is we capture different events. We capture different gospel artists, different talents that God has given so that individuals like can shine. We have a speaker's bureau that we're building. We have books that's coming out. We have blogs. I mean, we have a plethora of things. We have artists that are coming out, and they're going to be promoted on this website. And guess what? God says that if you are faithful over the few things I give you, over this little ministry, He says, I will give you the increase, right? God says the reward comes from Him, not the world. So that is why we're able to afford free publicity on this particular website. We're able to do that. And guess what? It's nationally. It's nationally known. People from all over the world understand and come to this website. Events around the world, pastors. Right now, the event that I have is the gigantic gospel concert on Sunday, September 11th. But I have other flyers that I want to put out as well. I just received some today. But be sure to make plans. This is on a Sunday, right? It's on a Sunday. Sunday, September the 11th. Be sure to show up. This is in Houston, Texas, right up the street. Houston, Texas. Support these ladies in ministry. All right? Now, let's go to the Lord's website, the AfridaLoveShow.com. And you're going to hear some music, and I'm going to turn it down. This right here is the hub for everything. I mean everything. When you click on this page, we are already welcoming you to the AfridaLoveShow.com because that's how we are. We welcome individuals here. Now, I have many people on the line. And I'm going to give you this number because I don't want you to be shy to speak. And the radio number is 347-843-4981. Once again, the radio number is 347-843-4981. Now then, I'm going to be very honest with you. Because of our clientele and the people that we bring on the show and the people who reach out to this show, this ministry has to be flexible in the times in which we come on. That's why it's archived. That's the advantage of it. It's an archived radio station because of the schedules. People are on sets. They're in the studios. I mean, we have people everywhere, you know. So it's flexible. But what I'm going to try to do is our goal, one of our goals on our life map that we're working on in our online class, is to get this ministry, right, Monday through Friday, get a set time, for instance, between 5 and 9 o'clock, right? And then on Saturday, it's pretty much open, right? So we're going to try to do that so that individuals can catch it. They can catch the ministry, and we're going to go ahead and have that calendar out on this particular page where you can see what's coming up. And so that's how we're going to kind of change around the structure because we deal with so many artists and we have so many individuals who are interested in these artists and they want to know, okay, you know, when are they coming on your show to speak and things of that nature. So that's what we're going to do. Now then, check out Bounce TV. This is a growing television station, and they have many different inspirational shows as well as life situations. Check it out. Check out the BET Gospel, You know, check out the Front Page Firm, all of these different individuals and entities that keep us posted, that keep the Afrita Love Show posted, TV One, that keep me posted on what's going on in media, what's going on in Hollywood, and we appreciate that. And one of the goals that I tell my artists that I want to do is I want to get their music on the big screen. So we're still researching and figuring out who these people are, and we have a contact, a couple of contacts. And so that's what we're trying to do because we want our light to shine. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, my push, somebody asked me, what is my push? And my push is that I want to get more inspirational movies on the big screen, more inspirational movies or on television. And so that's my mindset right now as far as radio, because we have so many young people who want to be entertained, but everything you turn on is always violence or somebody's getting hurt, and the world is now mimicking that. So if we can bring more inspiration to big screens, that would be great. All right, so that's my big push. Now then, so this first page here, you'll see Miss Cassandra again. Be sure, she's in Dallas, Texas. Be sure to support her music. Go out and support her music. She has a single out, so be sure to support her. And if you scroll all the way down, you'll see many individuals from John Maxwell to Kim Blanchard, Yolanda Adams, Tyler Perry. You'll see all of these individuals support what they're doing. We have journalists, you know, Jennifer Lopez. We have all of these individuals. Please support what they are doing. Once again, the AfritaLoveShow.com is a radio, gospel, R&B, entertainment, and events page. This is a program. This is what we do, and we're really thinking about expanding and really focusing on the education and bringing some of this technology so that students all over can learn. We're going to have math classes on here, science classes. We're going to have writing on here, using music. So we're going to do all of these things. So be sure to stay tuned to the AfritaLoveShow.com. Now, this is not going to happen overnight because this is a huge project, and it's all in my mind, and I have to articulate this to my team. And so with this, we're going to bring these things to pass, right, because God is good and God is worthy to be praised. Now, the AfritaLoveShow.com, once again, this is an outlet for conversation with people all over the world, all walks of life, and our main focus is to highlight people's gifts. You know, we've had children on here, we've had adults. We want to really highlight the gifts that people bring on this particular show. We're really into gospel artists. I'm going to be very honest, really into gospel artists and authors and writers and educators and things of that nature. We're really into that because we have a big push for education. And so we really want to expose our students and our community members and community individuals and parents and friends and family to all of these individuals, because some people want to be singers, some want to be lawyers, doctors. I've had doctors come on, nurses. So whatever your occupation is very important because we want to speak to you about what you're doing, okay? Now, the StellarGospelMusic.com, once again, that is a website, but for this particular page, if you have any booking requests, please be sure to let me know that. And then if you want to be a guest on a radio show, email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. Make sure I know what your project is. And we have some great people coming. I know that I spoke to someone on yesterday, and this person is going on tour with many gospel artists. And so, you know, we need to know that. We want to know that. That's something that we want to know. So be sure to share that with us. Building a brand, once again, our online class is doing great. We have so many people from all over the world who are sharing information. And right now I just have two visuals on here because we have a whole class. And so I'm going through the whole class. I'm going to create the syllabi, and then you can go through the class on your own. I'm going to change out the classes per week because it's going to be too much information on this one page in order to keep it on there constantly. So I'm going to change it out per week. But we're still having our online class. We have an enrollment of about 50 students. And when I say students, people who are in the industry who's giving feedback, people who are new, people who are starting out, people who's been in it, but, you know, we want to know a little bit more information. So we're all working through this together, and it is a great, great experience. Speaker Showcase, we are in the process of adding a speaker bureau. And right now we have Sister Love and Mr. Jay Dixon. And these are some of our speaking topics that we have. Of course, support Yolanda Adams. You know, once again, she's a gospel artist. She does a lot of things in the Houston area. She has a perfume line as well as a coffee line, so be sure to support her. Then we have Society Ruth Bradford. She's a legend. She has music out as well. Then, of course, we have community journalists. We have Ms. Joy Reid, MSNBC. She has the up-to-minute information for politics. We have the Daily Beast, Ms. Goldie Taylor. She's up to the minute in Atlanta. Then, of course, we have the AfridaLoveShow.com, where you're at now. This is the place to be. There are many things going on we'd like to report on, and so there are many different things going on. We're going to add the author's page as well as events, so please be sure to stay with us with that as well. If you want to say something, please chime in. Once again, this is our ministry, and so you may speak at any time because we want to hear your feedback. Now then, if we go to Facebook, and if you type in Afrita Love, I do have a few open pages here that I want to give you a couple of dates on, okay? Of course, today we had the Praying with Love and Power, all right? On tomorrow morning, God's will, please be sure to join my friend, Ambassador Sharon Brown. She is going to come on the show in the future, but she will not be on the show tomorrow. She will be on Facebook Live from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. That is a.m., 7 to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And let me correct this right now. 7 to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, okay? And 6 to 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. She will be on Facebook Live. She is a promoter of preventing human trafficking, which is a huge, huge problem. She's a great speaker. She's an ambassador. She loves the Lord. So please be sure to check out Ms. Sharon J. Brown on Facebook Live. All you have to do is type in her name. You will be on her page. She will be on Facebook Live tomorrow morning, bright and early, 7 to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 to 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. That is Ms. Sharon J. Brown, Ambassador Sharon Brown. If you look on my page, you can type in her name, and whoop, you'll be right there. All right. And as I said before, tonight we had the Praying with Power and Love. You heard from Ms. Fantasia. She was singing The Lord is Blessing Me Right Now. She is an R&B singer as well. She has many different CDs out. She has a movie out as well. She's a very talented young lady. Then, of course, on tomorrow, God's will, we will have the opportunity to speak with the cast from In the Cut. Dorian Wilson, Kilta Smith, Ken Lawson, John Marshall Jones, and Bentley Evans, who's the show's creator and producer. And, of course, I am your host, Dr. Afrita Love. So we will have the opportunity to be in the midst or among many different media groups, and we'll be able to ask questions. And I will present you with the finished product so that you can hear about In the Cut and that you can begin viewing In the Cut when it comes on television. All right? So check that out on tomorrow. Also, we will have a double portion. We will have on tomorrow, God's will, at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we will have Miss Shara Lee Ward. She has a single out, Together Again. She sings pop country, and she's an R&B soul legend. And so please check her out, check her music out. We're going to play her music on tomorrow. This is at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. on tomorrow. Make sure you clear your schedule and tune in to the AfridaLoveShow.com tomorrow. If you listen to her music, if you're a fan of her music, or if you're a fan regardless of any type of music, please be sure to tune in and ask questions if your heart desires. On June 26th, we're going to have a double portion. We have Sister Monica S. Reed. She will be on right after church at 1:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. She's a gospel artist. She's into the entertainment field. Do you guys remember that I always play Reverend Clay Evans? She's kin to Reverend Clay Evans, and Reverend Clay Evans is alive and well, and so she is kin to him, and so she will be on here, but she's also an artist. She's into entertainment. She's been on many different screens. She's worked with some of the big names in Hollywood and she is going to give her or give us some perspectives of her different positions. If you're thinking about Hollywood, if you're thinking about singing or anything of that nature, I would advise you to tune in to the iFreeToLoveShow.com at 1:30 p.m. right after church on June 26th. Then we will have Sister Nia, okay, Sister Nia Allen. She will be on, and we're trying to confirm 2 o'clock because the interviews are 30 minutes apart. She will be on hopefully at 2 o'clock. We're going to get that confirmation. 2 o'clock, Miss Nia Allen. She's a great gospel artist. She's been singing with many different groups. She's been around the world as well. So if you're a gospel artist and you want to know the ins and outs of gospel and the industry, then I suggest you tune in on Sunday beginning at 1:30 and listen to these ladies because they've been there, they've done that. And so this is a very good time to learn and understand about the gospel industry. Once again, this is on no other place but the iFreeToLoveShow.com. So we have many different individuals who will be on. So once again, on Tomorrow God's Will, we will have our very own Miss Ward. She is a pop and country singer, but she's also known as one of the greatest R&B and soul legends. And so, once again, her album is Together Again. Be sure to stick with me on tomorrow and listen up because she has some great things to share on the iFreeToLoveShow.com. Don't forget to wake up in the morning, God's Will, and listen to our very own Miss Sharon J. Brown from 7 to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you're in Central Standard, you'll be listening to her at 6. Facebook Live, go to her page, All Eyes on Shay. All right? I want to thank each and every one of you. Before I thank you, I'm not finished with this website. Okay, so, yes, I am finished with the website. Okay, so be sure to support, be sure to listen to the iFreeToLoveShow.com. Many great things are going on. We're adding online classes, speakers, bureaus. We're going to have educational site for different subjects. We're going to study different subjects, and we're going to have live streaming, face-to-face, online, YouTube videos with teaching and leading and learning. And we're going to have all of that. It's very important that we help one another. It's very important. So once again, if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, be sure to listen to my friend, Ambassador Sharon Brown, because she's going to be on my show later on in June. If you're in Waco, Texas, check her out at 6 on her page. If you're in New York somewhere, check her out at 7. And then be sure to come back for my friend, Ms. Sherry Lee Ward, great gospel artist. She's a great lady, a woman of God. All right? So if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afrida. Love with the iFreeToLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.